Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Keep sending in your changing tracks. The email address is melbournedrive@abc.net.au. I need them, because if you don't write them, we don't all get to listen to them, okay? So you got to keep sending them in, just about the song that means something to you. And this week's changing track is for Bev. In April 1956, I contracted polio. This left me paralysed from the waist down. I needed to use full calipers and crutches, which I used for mobility until my mid-20s, when I was expecting the first of my three children. I used to be strong, independent, happy. For a number of years, I became the opposite and didn't realise it. My eldest son was born in 1976, just a year after a move from Melbourne. I didn't work outside home, and I was constantly told by my husband, "You don't need to work." As a stay-at-home mum, I was happy with my lot most of the time. Two more children over the next 6 years meant I was fully occupied looking after family. He had control of the finances, and I became dependent on him to provide all that was needed. In January 1989, my marriage of 17-plus years ended. It was also the year I was turning 40. My self-confidence and self-belief hit rock bottom. I was the sole parent to my kids, 6, 9 and 12 years old. 1989 was a hard year. I struggled to keep it together at times, but great support from my parents and a wonderful group of local friends got me through. This was the year I first saw the movie Shirley Valentine. I cried. It was like looking in a mirror. And my changing track is from this film. By 1990, things seemed a bit clearer. Undertaking study was my first step towards regaining confidence. Fortunate to be offered part-time work with an amazing coordinator at a local TAFE, I started thinking about what else I could do to make life more secure. I decided to study but needed a campus that was wheelchair accessible. Melton campus of Victoria University suited perfectly. Wow, all the boxes I could tick on the application. Single parent, mature age, disability, low income. Accepted into a Bachelor of Arts, I was terrified and excited all at the same time. After 2 years, I decided to try my luck at a Bachelor of Social Work. Again, success. After 4 years of study and part-time work, my first job after graduating was as an outreach worker. I loved this. Met amazing clients who did their very best to stay well, not always successfully. And I learned so much because they trusted me and were prepared to share their life story with me. For the last 12 years, I've worked in local government promoting access and inclusion for people with disability. I still work with people who experience mental health issues and continue to learn from these wonderful women. I also try to highlight the importance for all members of the community, having the right to be included in all that is happening in their local area. Over the past 8 years, I've had the opportunity to travel overseas 3 times with a wonderful friend. Ireland is our base, with visits to Paris, Rome and Athens. In 2016, I did go to Greece, but with a very different outcome. I came home. I don't think Shirley Valentine felt she would stay strong if she returned home, but my belief in myself has been well re-established. I didn't need to run away from anything. During the current stay-at-home period, I watched Shirley Valentine again and realised that song still jumped out at me, just like that initial viewing. And every time I have watched it since. Now, 30 years on, when I listen to this song, I realise I am the girl who used to be me and always was. She was just in the shadows for a while. I'm fortunate to still be working and hope to for a bit longer still. My 3 adult children now have families of their own. 2 live fairly close to me, with 1 living in Melbourne. They're good kids, and in those early days of being on my own, they were the reason for getting up every day and getting on with things. Life is good. Bev's changing track is The Girl Who Used to Be Me by Patty Austin from the movie Shirley Valentine.